Today is a fifth Sunday, and we've kind of started this new habit on fifth Sundays of getting to know somebody better in our congregation. So today, we're going to get to know Jen Nyflot, who's going to pass off her youngest and come and join me on the platform here. All right. Yes, yeah, come on in. This is yours. And hello there, welcome.
Hello.
Yeah. So Jen, before we get into our discussion, you probably ought to, for those who might not know, introduce your family here.
All right. So there's my husband Dallas, yep. And then our son Michael next to him, who's 3, and behind Shelly's holding Emily, who is 9 months.
All right. And you guys have been coming how long now? But it's gotta be a
just about a year.
Yeah, about a year. That's what I was thinking too. Okay, so that's your current family. Let's start when you were being raised. Tell us a little bit about your family, where you were raised, that whole thing.
All right, well, I grew up in western Montana, so I am a mountain girl at heart, just 3 hours from Glacier. I grew up, like, the town I went to school in is down in the valley. There's the huge mountain range, and then my parents live on a mountain range across from it. So the vista outside, like, my bedroom window, absolutely gorgeous, and unfortunately, Madison does not compare. Sorry. Cornfields are not as exciting to me. Grew up pretty small family. It's just one sister, my 2 parents. I only have 2 uncles and 1 aunt. I didn't see them very often, and only 2 cousins. So very small family, just very self-contained up on our mountain. And I grew up in a non-Christian family up there, and see, my sister and I weren't very close growing up, but we're getting closer now, and so in 2 weeks, we're going to Iceland together, which is like our first trip as sisters, like doing something together and fun, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that does. I would be excited, too. That's really cool. Okay, so how about post-high school? What happened post-high school, schooling, career choices, family type of things?
So I chose to go to school in Grand Forks, North Dakota, because I decided I wanted to do air traffic control, and that's the school for it. And then I went there and realized, no, I did not want to do air traffic control. But good part of the story, while I was there, Campus Crusade, Fall Retreat, I met Dallas my 2nd year. We met at a bonfire the first night, and we talked for quite a while, and I realized, hey, I like this guy. The next day, everyone was like in different groups playing games, and I went through the whole camp and hunted him down and said, we're going to hang out. Caught him. So after that, we went to Duluth, Minnesota for Dallas to do pharmacy school. We were there 4 years. That's where we had Michael, and then he got a job here in Madison, and that's how we ended up here.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, and we're so blessed to have you guys in Madison with us. All right, how about hobbies, things you like to spend time on?
Well, for crafty hobbies, I really like to knit and do cross-stitch. I just like being able to actually create something with my hands, and then when you can give gifts to people that you've made, it's really fun just to see their faces. And then I am just an avid reader. Always have been. I read a lot. I read fast. And in 6th grade, my teacher had everyone who wrote, like, read a book, every book he read, he put it on a little slip of paper, and then she'd put them all across the room. Every time the class read 100 books, she would give us a party. First day of school, she pulls me aside and says, I've heard about you. I can't let you be a part of this. We're going to have too many parties. So she made me have my own separate list next to the classes list. Every 100 books I read, she'd buy me a treat of some kind, and I stayed even with the class the entire school year. Once or twice, I was actually ahead of them, and then this is a group of like 20-some kids. I've slowed down a little having children of my own, but I'm still quite the reader.
Yeah. That was a great story. I love that story. Cool. Okay, so you mentioned that your family were not practicing Christians growing up. When did a walk with God start to happen for you?
It's been a long, like, interesting journey, kind of how my walk with God started. So since I was not raised in a Christian family, I knew nothing about God. I knew nothing about Jesus. Like, if you had said, who's Jesus? I don't know. I think it's a Christian thing. It was pretty unknown to me, all of that. So then in eighth grade, my friend Megan and her family took me to a Christian dating seminar. And at the end of the seminar, they had an altar call. Without knowing why, I went down front and just, like, was on the ground. I couldn't have told you why, but that's what happened to me. It was definitely just God pushing me into that. They assumed I had been saved, and I think that was, you know, the start of being saved. But I obviously couldn't ask Jesus for forgiveness for my sins because I didn't know I needed to do that. But they started taking me to church with them. They became my second parents, my second family. They were my Christian parents. I went to church with them all through high school. And then that was just a gradual learning, like, oh, this is Jesus. Oh, this is what it means to have sin in your life. And through that, it was just a learning process of, like, what it actually is to be a Christian.
Yeah, yeah. Can you think of a particular time where maybe you said that salvation prayer when you fully committed to Jesus as your Lord?
I don't have a specific time when I know for sure this is the day I was saved. There was just those times, like, going to church, like, oh, this who Jesus was. Like, he died for our sins. Oh, that's great. That means he died for my sins. And, you know, like, oh, I am a sinner. So it's just been this process of learning, oh, this is what you have in your life, and this is what I need to have in my life. So I can't pinpoint an exact time when it fully clicked, but I definitely know, like, through the years, I've realized, yes, I am a sinner. Jesus did die for me. That's what makes me a Christian now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a process for a lot of us, I think. Okay, are there any particular experiences you've had with God that, or stories that you would like to tell us about?
That first experience for me at the Christian dating conference, when I was down on the floor, I found myself sobbing. I had no idea why, but there was such a need for me to be down there and just crying my heart out. And it's just been moments like that in my life where God has very definitely pushed me into things without even me understanding fully. So that was definitely one. Dallas's and my relationship has been another. There were times when we were dating, it's like, nope, this should just not work out anymore. But it has, and seeing the end result now of our relationship and how great it is and our children, I can definitely see God moving through that. Another one is just deciding to go to Duluth for school. He also got into school in Missoula, which is right by my parents. We'd been discussing if he got into school there. I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to go be near my family. That's exactly what we'll do. And then he got into both Duluth and Missoula, and we were both just like, nope, it's Duluth. Don't know why, but that's where we're supposed to be. And then that's where we got Michael. And I'd say, you know, we found out about this job here. So it's actually been a really good thing. But we just didn't know why we felt we had to do it. But we knew we had to.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You just found Michael on the street in Duluth? Or... Did you?
No, the lake.
Okay. All right, so you definitely sensed God's leading in your life in these decisions, and that's really cool. And your story about sobbing and not knowing why reminds me, and I know I've told this story, a coworker of mine who started coming to church with us and was kind of in that early process that you're describing, and he says to me about the fourth or fifth time to church, he says, every time I come here, I cry. I don't even know why. It's like, and I'm like, yeah, that's God, man. That's God, right? This stuff is true, you know? So, and it just kind of resonates in our souls, I think. So, okay, so Jen, how overall in the whole picture, how would you say that God has changed you? What has he meant to you?
God has really been instrumental in my life, like just for me personally, kind of almost gentling me in a way. I've always had just a terribly quick, fierce temper, and I would just hold grudges for longer than you could believe. You know, fights, like in our early relationship, fights with Dallas would last longer than a week, and it was just terrible. And I've just been realizing, like, learning how to say, oh, yes, this is my fault, has been huge. Because I didn't grow up with an example of that at home. I didn't know how to react in these situations. My parents fought all the time. They were constantly on the verge of divorce. They told me they were thinking about divorcing like all through growing up. So I never really saw what a stable relationship should look like. Mm. So just basically being gentled, learning to just keep hold of my anger. So it's made our relationship so amazing. And then also it helps me with my kids just being a better mom, like knowing, okay, this isn't a big deal. I don't need to be angry about this. And just kind of breaking that cycle, just moving forward with that. And then also just learning to be an example to my family. We all went to Maine, just the four of us, and I brought Michael, went to Maine like a year and a half ago. Our family trips growing up were always horrible. We fought all the time, and I thought this was the best trip we'd ever taken. Like, we didn't fight very much. It was a great time. And then Michael and I left 3 days before they did, and Megan, my sister, told me everything just fell apart. And apparently I was being a peacemaker the whole time, and I didn't even really realize it, and she said it was miserable after I left. So just being that example has been really great, and I just hope that'll really continue too, to show my family, like, I'm not just that weird kid of yours who went to church, you know, for fun or whatever. Like, this is something that has changed me. Yeah. It's helping me change them. So I'm really hoping that that'll get to just continue showing them as well.
That's awesome. Thank you, Jen. That was fantastic. Let's say thanks to him.